Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
All right, well, I'm Francine, and I recently started a business called Pistachio. It's basically our way of reimagining pistachios and turning them into something that is not only eaten for special occasions, but it's just like adding to your favorite part of the meal. So it's a sweet pistachio spread, and we like putting it on like ice cream. We like putting it on toast. It's just something that we want to use in every occasion and not just that premium luxury bag of pistachios that you eat like every once in a while. And that's our mission.
So how did you get the idea for it?
We were actually in college, my partner and I, and we were entering into like our capstone projects, which were just like our senior projects for our last year of college. And I had just finished mine and my partner was entering his new one. And we had the idea of combining both of our interests, which were mine were food and his were just like the brand direction and everything. And we thought like, what better way than we were walking around the grocery store, actually. And we saw like a bunch of nut butters, which were like almond butters, cashew butters. And we never saw anything with pistachios. My partner's from Italy. I went to culinary school there. And so the idea kind of just struck that we should create a spotlight around pistachios and turn them into something completely new. And we wanted to start a food truck, actually, and just like have pistachios be the star of the show, put them on every dish. And then we realized that we needed like funds for a bunch of that and like investments. So we said, like, let's start an online business first. Like, we'll create like a spread, something that you can use it on everything. And that way people start to get the idea that like pistachios can be used in more than one occasion.
So like, how did y'all get the idea in terms of like the spread? Was it more of just like testing things in the kitchen, or did you guys have like a recipe? Like, what did
that look like? We wanted it to be like a connection for people that could be used on anything. So the initial thought was like, let's create like the OG condiment that everyone uses for like burgers, pizzas, like salads, dipping with fries. And that was a mayo. And then we just mixed together like pistachios into a mayo and created a pistachio mayo. And that was our first like product. Then like we had our friends try it. Our friends loved it. They thought it was really unique. And then we had to do some market research in our class. So we went to a thing called like the community spotlight in the farmers market in our college town in Savannah, Georgia. And we just had people try like variations of that original product. And then we also made a sweet one at that time. So we just had like people tried those three different variations of it. And everyone just like, it blew their mind. So when we realized that it was something really special, we were like, we need to move forward with this. We moved to Portland to bring it to life. And then we ran into like a lot of formulation issues with the original product, which was that mayo. And so we pivoted and created that sweet one and just like brought it back to life from that farmer's market where we made the first iteration of it.
Awesome. So I guess like as of today, are you mostly direct to consumer or Amazon or retail? Like where are you, I guess, finding your current customers?
Right now, well, yesterday we launched nationwide direct to consumer online, and we've been selling locally for the past 2 months in Portland. So we were just literally driving to people's houses and bringing them like their orders. We were also just like trying to get into smaller retail shops like around our area, and everything was like within a 5-mile radius because we didn't want to drive like way too far. And like we already had like a few orders where it would take us like 3 hours to drive around town and bring it to people. And then just like smaller shops too. So we're in a few stores, I think around 9 or 10 now in Portland after like 2 months. And then we're trying to focus primarily on D2C online and trying to like expand that like nationwide audience.
So what's your strategy? Is it more like TikTok, Facebook ads? Like what are you guys doing to really, I guess, reach people in 2024?
We haven't put any money in like paid marketing yet. we are trying to do everything organically, and like we're bootstrapping this business also, like everything is like super scrappy. So we've been just trying to like be authentic and tell our story through our social platforms, like through Instagram mainly. We're just trying to like bring people along in the journey and make them feel like they're part of it, because a lot of them are. Like there's a lot of our followers that have been with us since like the first day that we went into the farmer's market and made a post and said like, thank you guys for coming, you know. And now it's like a year later and we just launched pre-orders and like they're still with us in a way. So it feels like really special, that connection. And I think that's why people like have become so loyal. And like right as we launched our pre-orders, they just ordered right away because they've been waiting for a year. And we've been bringing them along and telling them like updates, you know, whenever we had struggles, we would tell them what's been going on. And that's kind of like our strategy.
For sure. So for 2024, like, are you looking to raise money, or I guess like, what are you going to do to really scale things up? Or is it more of just kind of this, you know, approach that you're doing now, this, you know, like organic approach through Facebook or TikTok or whatever channels?
Yeah, I think after we launch like officially and actually start selling to people and shipping, which will be like next week, I would say, we're going to start looking into expanding more stores also, so that not only people get it D2C, but it'll go into like retail stores. I mean, our biggest goal is obviously going to be like Whole Foods in a few years. Right now, we are in talks with like some local retailers that have like 20 stores in Oregon. So like there's some smaller ones already that we just want to expand. And that's probably going to be the biggest goal for 2024, is trying to like just mark spots all around the US so that people can get it anywhere.
So in terms of like the product, like, are you focused also on selling to, you know, corporate, like, you know, B2B, or is it really just retail and direct to consumer? Like, what does your strategy look like from that standpoint?
No, we're not going to look at B2B probably, just because we were talking about, you know, doing collabs with other businesses where they can like carry it. And we've been having people also ask us if like they can carry it inside of their store and like use it in a latte for like the year, you know. And the reason that we kind of wanted to steer away from that was because we feel that we're more of like a brand, and we need to like keep that brand positioning where it's not just like that product that everybody has. Like we want it to feel more special, and we want people to be connected with us as a brand and our packaging and our journey, rather than like just having the product like everywhere. And so our main focus like is going to be D2C and like building our brand more than just expanding without knowing where we're going.
Sure. So in terms of D2C, is it really just from your website, or are you planning on launching on Amazon or TikTok shop? Like, what does that look like?
I mean, hopefully Amazon at some point, TikTok shop also, but mainly for this year, at least, I would say our website. We have like ideas for future products. So like we want to keep those on our website, and then, you know, look at Amazon later on, maybe in 2025, when we launch like a line of products, it might be better to look at those places because they might want to have like a set of it or something like that. So that was kind of our thoughts on that.
For sure. So like for somebody who hasn't tried your product, like what would it, I guess if you could describe it, like what's a good, you know, combination to eat it with, you know?
Okay, well, one, like I'm super biased, but it's delicious. It like everybody tells us that they just eat it off the spoon. They want to use it for different recipes, but then they just get carried away and just keep eating it and eating it. I would say if I could describe the texture, it's kind of in between like a Nutella and a nut butter, because it doesn't have that like thick creaminess of a Nutella, and it's not as sweet as a Nutella at all, but it's not as, it doesn't like stick to your mouth like the way a nut butter does, and it's not as strong. So it's kind of like in between, like you taste a lot of pistachios and you get that grittiness from a nut butter, but you don't get like too much sweetness from a Nutella and not as much creaminess. It's like very drizzleable. So like you can pour it out of the jar and put it onto ice cream, or you can put it onto like your breakfast bowls. There's a lot of uses. We've had people even tell us like that they've been marinating meat with it. They've been dipping fries with it, or like putting it on milkshakes when they're on the go, because like it's something really special that most people haven't had. But if you could describe it like between like a frosting slash Nutella and nut butter, I think that's the easiest terms that people can connect with.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. So I guess like obviously now in 2024, many companies are looking for ways to use things like AI. So do you guys use AI in the business? And if not, like, where do you think maybe AI could come in and add value to the company?
That's a good question. I think we haven't been using it now to answer the first question. We haven't been using it yet. Other than like in the beginning, we were getting ideas for the product and how we could position our brand, our messaging and everything. So we would be asking like ChatGPT questions and stuff. And that was like the extent of it. But probably, I mean, I think in the future, AI will have like a greater stance in like projections and helping us with like finances and things like that. And to looking into more stores that we could go into. We've already like reached out and found stores because of that. And so I think like with financial production, which is something we need help with the whole business and financial side, I think it could be of help in the future for us.
Do you think that AI could add value maybe just, you know, I'm explaining your product to somebody who's, you know, hasn't tried it? Because I think that like, obviously that you're essentially a category creator, that people haven't tried the product, they're not familiar with it. So they could have like, you know, conversations and ask questions about like the ingredients, things like that.
Yeah, I think it actually could be of help in that way also. If we were to like feed it information and then put like an AI bot on the website. Also, if people are like, what's the texture like, then it would be really helpful and maybe like answering people's questions and things like that. So I do think it would add a value in that way.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
I think it's that like, if you have an idea, it's just getting started, because our biggest fear was starting in college without any resources, like very limited resources and, you know, no knowledge of this industry, no business knowledge, like really nothing. And even like content, like it wasn't very good. We didn't have good light. We were in our dorm. And so I think like the biggest piece of advice I would say to someone who's looking into entrepreneurship or looking to have or has an idea already and wants to execute it is to just execute it and you'll get better as you go. Like we didn't realize how many people that are like already successful in this industry had no idea what they were doing at our stages also. And even like us a year ago, have learned so much now from just doing it and, you know, not from like following what everybody else is doing, but figuring it out as we go and learning and getting better. So that's probably my two cents.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a common thing that we have. You sort of have to like jump in and iterate, which is sort of like what you did and pivot. And then you find like your product market fit. And then from there, you can scale things up. So I guess if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Hopefully a large customer base around the US. I think we will probably have nailed down a lot more like distribution strategies and business strategies. Right now, we're not at that stage where we have figured out everything. We haven't even like started shipping yet. We start shipping next week. And so I think we'll have everything more set in stone. And I hope that we're also like hiring our friends and like people that we went to school with that are really talented. We want to be able to like create a community in this business, because that's one of our biggest missions. And I think within the business, like it shows a lot. So I hope that we've grown enough to that point where we can like hire people, have our own facility potentially, and just grow.
Awesome. We're rooting for you guys. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media handles, I guess, best ways to get in contact with you?
Yeah, of course. Our website is pistachio with a K. So pistachio with a K .co. And then my social media handle is eatpistachio. And my email is fran@pistachio.co. If you guys have any questions also.
Awesome. Well, Fran, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.